Section 1.
Good morning, everyone. This morning's business law lecture is on the subject of tax avoidance. This is, of course, a very different matter from tax evasion, which is illegal. Tax avoidance, on the other hand, minimises the payment of tax by using legal means. As you're all aware, there have been a number of high-profile tax avoidance cases in the news lately, and these have caused the general public, many of whom feel they are paying an unfair percentage of income tax, to be both shocked and angry. As a result, the Chancellor of the Exchequer promised in November 2012 to look into large-scale tax avoidance and clamp down on those huge international companies who are perceived to be failing to pay their fair share of tax in what are undoubtedly hard economic times. As a case study, I would like to draw your attention to the tax avoidance strategy used by a company you are all familiar with, and may even have visited on your way to your lectures this morning. I refer, of course, to the US coffee giant Starbucks. The company, which has paid just £8.6 million in corporation tax in the UK over 14 years, and none at all in the last 3 years, is now attempting to deflect a consumer boycott and increased scrutiny by the UK tax authorities by voluntarily increasing the amount of tax it pays. The move comes amid a storm of anger surrounding the low levels of UK tax paid by Google, Amazon, and other major international corporations. Indeed, Parliament's Public Accounts Committee are about to release a report criticising the tax avoidance schemes US multinationals such as Starbucks use, and you should all read that immediately upon publication. So how does the Starbucks tax avoidance scheme work? Currently, the company pays a royalty fee to assist the company in the Netherlands for the right to use Starbucks intellectual property, namely its trademark and recipes, thus allowing it to benefit from that country's tax regime. This legal accounting tactic helped Starbucks sidestep an estimated £5 million corporation tax bill last year. I'd like to read you a statement from a spokesperson for Starbucks. She said in November 2012, "Starbucks is committed to the UK for the long term, and we have invested more than £200 million in our UK business over the past 12 years. Starbucks has complied with all the tax laws in this country, but has regretfully not been as profitable as we would have liked. We have listened to feedback from our customers and employees and understand that to maintain and further build public trust, we need to do more. As part of this, we are looking at our tax approach in the UK. The company has been in discussions with HMRC for some time and is also in talks with the Treasury. Last month, it emerged that Starbucks has been able to pay generous salaries to its most senior staff over the past 3 years. It's been reported that the corporation's finance chief, Troy Alstead, who owns shares to the value of £6.8 million, has been paid £5.7 million, and founder Howard Schultz received £33 million. The senior management of Google, Amazon and Starbucks were recently questioned by MPs as to how they managed to pay little or no corporation tax on their UK operations. All three denied they were engaged in aggressive tax avoidance. At the time, a Starbucks spokesman said, "Corporation tax is a tax on profits, and although we would very much like to and are moving in the right direction, we just don't make a profit in the UK yet. Starbucks does, however, pay a number of other taxes in the UK. For example, we directly contribute more than £25 to £30 million per year to the Exchequer in various taxes, including employers' national insurance contributions and business rates. However, now that the general public have been made aware of the extent of legal tax avoidance in the UK by big multinational companies, I am left in little doubt that the government will take steps to close a few legal loopholes and lawyers will have to think again when advising corporate clients on tax matters.